It's time for On the Sidelines with Brian Cook on Urban Media Today Radio.
Two-game winning streak. I'm Brian Cook on the sidelines. The Pittsburgh Steelers have won two straight after beating the winless Miami Dolphins at Heinz Field Monday night. At first, it appeared as though the game would be out of reach for the Steelers early when Miami put up 14 points in the first quarter. Quarterback Mason Rudolph, in his first game back following a concussion in Week 5, had a slow start, appearing out of sorts. That all changed throughout the course of the game when Pittsburgh scored 27 unanswered points. Rudolph acknowledged the shortcomings, but proud of the outcome.
You know, we came out a little slow, but we kept fighting. We got a lot of leadership on the offensive line, on our team in general. And, guys are never going to shy away from competition or shy away from, you know, going back out there with a positive attitude and outlook just because of an interception or any turnover. We're very, you know, hard-nosed group, and kept fighting.
Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin, in his post-game press conference, putting a positive spin on the game.
You know, a lot of congratulations to go around. I thought a significant element of it is we won the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball, offense and defense. And so when you're doing that as the game wears on, it has the chance to be more significant. We're in manageable third downs. We're able to possess the ball. We're able to put them in some unfavorable third downs. And so that's how it kind of unfolded. Wasn't a fluid start that we were looking for, but you don't always get what you want. I like the mettle that the guys showed. They didn't blink in all three phases. They complimented one another, and we were able to persevere.
Steelers cornerback Minka Fitzpatrick, who was acquired from the Dolphins this season, had two interceptions in the game.
It felt good. You know, just went out there, played well as a team. Started a little slow, but, you know, the Dolphins are a great program. They're going to fight hard, you know what I'm saying? And we knew that they were going to do that. We knew that Coach Lowe was going to coach them tough. And, you know, it does feel good to, you know, make those plays and everything like that. But, you know, it is what it is. It's all in the business.
The Steelers have two more consecutive home games. Next up, the Indianapolis Colts, who are at 5-2 in first place in the AFC South, are coming off of a win against the Broncos. They'll see action against the Steelers on Sunday. I'm Brian Cook on the sidelines, powered by Golden Sky Media.
Tune in Monday through Wednesday at 10 a.m. for your On the Sideline Steeler Recap with veteran sports reporter and award-winning journalist, Brian Cook. Stream us online on Live 365, TuneIn Radio, or online at urbanmediatoday.com.